Around the church, I know this for a fact, the catchphrase in all the small group meetings, and it stems off of the title of one of his books that was very popular, is Shame Off You. That's the name of a book. You want to talk about the theme of that for a second?
Well, Shame Off You.
That's kind of your life statement in a way.
That's become a life statement for me in many ways. I began to learn what shame is from a theological perspective many years ago. And I realized that in many ways, though I would have never imagined that shame was an issue with me, I realized it was my central issue. Shame is essentially a deception that I think comes from the very pit of hell and says essentially this: you do not measure up as you are now, and you need to figure out what it is that you need to do better. And you need to measure up if you're going to truly be loved and accepted. Now, it's very subtle because we know that we're sinners in need of grace. We're born in sin. And because of that, as Christians, we can be easily duped into thinking that because my sin causes me to be unworthy, that therefore I really need to spend my life trying to measure up. And in fact, the gospel announces just exactly the opposite of that. The gospel announces that though you are born in sin, that as you call upon the name of the Lord and accept His grace, that what the gospel is communicating to us is that you are already accepted, loved, and blessed in Jesus Christ. Therefore, you can surrender your life, live your life unto the Lord. So, Daniel, just when I preached it in my home congregation, thought I might preach one message, and we went on for 15 weeks,
wow.
And it was like a revival because I could not believe how many Christians were locked up with hidden secrets of shame and matters of their heart and soul that they'd been struggling with, and how people that you might look and say, man, they're a great, what a great Christian— actually were being driven with a kind of Christian perfectionism because deeply, inwardly felt maybe God's not satisfied with me and I don't measure up. And so I wrote Shame Off You because it's the message of our culture, shame on you. You ought to be better than that, you know. And so we changed it to Shame Off You, and it became, well, a famous phrase in our church, and we named the book that. The book has actually been re-released this year. And it's now called Free Yourself, Be Yourself. So you won't find Shame Off You in the bookstores anymore, but Free Yourself, Be Yourself. But the exact same book, exact same message. And we have continued with Shame Off You conferences really all around the nation. And everywhere we go, you know, we see the same thing, that other people will go, wow, I never knew that this was my issue. This explains so much. And when the grace of God begins to come, same thing that happened to me, a radical transformation about not just how we live our life out as Christians, but the healing of our souls that liberates us to an abundant life.